This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Nearly 10 years ago, Congress created a fund to provide capital to lenders who serve distressed communities and low-income people. The Community Development Financial Institution Fund, or CDFI, has since made more than $500 million available in loans, but most of the money has gone to urban areas. This week, in an effort to extend more loans to rural areas, a Bush administration official took a junket his colleagues did not envy. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
It's a long way from Pennsylvania Avenue to Alaska's Yukon River, but Tony Brown, a Treasury Department official, found himself in the far north. Tasseled loafers replaced by mukluks, Brooks Brothers suit replaced by caribou skins, and Lincoln town car replaced by dog sled.
That
was fun. Can you imagine? I was jet skiing, right?
You're the first black guy I ever seen on a dog show.
And I got pictures to prove it. Yeah.
It was somewhere below zero. The wind was blowing sideways, and the Yupik Eskimos were impressed. Brown, who hails from Florida, is the director of the Community Development Financial Institution Fund, or CDFI. Warming up in a nearby cabin, he explained the concept.
A CDFI, I say, will lend what no other lenders will lend. They understand the value of America's human spirit and find ways to do deals that regulated institutions cannot. Community Development Financial Institution will make loans that are more risky.
But those loans have tended to go to big cities, far from the remote reaches of western Alaska. Brown wants to change that and accepted an invitation from David Hoffman, the president of Alaska Growth Capital, which provides financing and expertise to non-traditional borrowers in Alaska.
People are, wondering how we can cover a service area that essentially goes from what would be Florida to northern Minnesota to Arizona, which actually is the service area we cover if you were to superimpose Alaska with the lower 48. And there's an awful lot of need out there.
So Hoffman set up a tour of three Alaska Native villages, Unalakleet, Ruby, and Galena.
Now what body of water is that?
That's the Norton Sound.
Norton
goes into the Bering Sea.
Okay. I have our library right there.
In a truck with no heat, we negotiate snowdrifts as we pass small plywood houses festooned with caribou racks and walrus tusks. Unalakleet, a village of about 700, still relies on subsistence hunting and fishing. But small businesses have developed here with help from Alaska Growth Capital and CDFI money. We stop at a construction site, and once inside, Paul Johnson, president of the Village Native Corporation, says it'll soon be housing for the doctors of a new regional clinic. He says he gave up on trying to get a loan from the bank.
So we're working on a $2 million loan with Alaska Growth. There's a different atmosphere working with them than with a bank. You go to the bank and they pull out this book is, well, we can't change any of this stuff, or we're pretty rigid here.
Too rigid, according to Galena's city manager, Marvin Yoder, to understand the impediments to building anything or starting a small business here in the bush.
It's real difficult to make a go in rural Alaska because there's no roads. You fly things in or you barge things in, and then you got to try and turn around and make a little profit on it. So it's good to have something like this to make it worthwhile for them.
Margaret Nilsson, who traveled with Brown to Alaska and manages Native American initiatives, says the fund does what neither a bank nor the federal government should do.
The government has basically contracted with Alaska Growth Capital to go out and lend to the tiny little supermarket in, on the edge of nowhere in Alaska. It's not a good idea for the government to provide that loan directly to the business owner, because back in Washington, we don't know Galena. But what we can do is we can support David's organization. And David has the ability to work with that borrower and make that loan a success.
With 30 years of working in rural Alaska, Hoffman has built trust and credibility in villages so small the same check gets endorsed and passed around to a dozen people.
We've made lots of progress in terms of health care, in terms of housing, in terms of infrastructure, and the next step is to really focus on sustainable private sector business development.
The Treasury Department has certified 700 financial institutions to do this kind of lending, from small loan funds like Alaska Growth Capital to community development banks like Shore Bank of Chicago. Treasury's Brown says the money should go to all corners of the country. He says he just never knew this corner of the country even existed. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Unalakleet, Alaska.